This is Chad Harrison, and you're listening to Hope Alive, applying God's Word to your daily life. Hi, this is Chad Harrison, and I am the teaching pastor of Lake Community Church and have been serving as a pastor for 25 years. I'm also a practicing attorney. This podcast is designed to help you study God's Word and find God's will for your life. I pray in the name of Jesus right now that God would open up His Word to you and allow you to see Him and to know Him and to know His will, that you might glorify Him and that you might walk in faith and power each and every day, especially today, in Jesus' name.
Good morning. Welcome to Lake Community Church's morning Bible study. Sorry for the mix-up yesterday. I accidentally went live on my own page rather than on Lake Community Church's page. I encourage you to go back and look at that Bible study. It was a really good Bible study about the work of the Holy Spirit as far as worship's concerned. And really, that's what we're talking about in the book of Exodus, at the end of the book of Exodus, building the tabernacle. Because the tabernacle of the picture is all the pictures of worship that God has for us that are not related to sacrifice. That's what Leviticus is all about, which we'll be starting next week. But that being said, we went through in chapter 30 how God rented the tabernacle bit, and it was from His perspective. And if you remember, it's from the inside. He steps out in the Holy of Holies and goes out to the gate, which is the one gate in, which is Jesus. And He describes how He rents the tabernacle bit. And then yesterday we talked about the anointing of it, and we talked about the work of the Holy Spirit as far as water and wine and oil and how that functions in worship, because that's important. That's important to understand as you're dealing with worship, because God wants to, He wants to cleanse us. He wants to refresh us, and the refreshing of the Holy Spirit, or the renewal of the Holy Spirit, really is a picture of welling up to life inside of us and then washing us of the world during worship. And then we met the goodness of God, and remember, the goodness of God is a picture of the wine, and that's, and what I talked about that yesterday and how that is on the inside. It doesn't really matter what's going on the outside. No matter what our troubles or difficulties are, the goodness of God, His peace, His joy is on the inside, and God is doing that with every time with us, no matter the circumstances we live in. And then finally, we talked about the power of the Holy Spirit, which is a picture of the anointing oil, and how God did not give us a recipe for that. And so it would not be an after or an either for us to use as far as the specific oil. But the point is the idea of the Holy Spirit, which is the presence and the power of God upon us when we worship, when we seek Him out and worship Him. And then tied that off to the New Testament and how God uses oil even in the New Testament as a picture of the power of His Spirit and the power of His work going on in our lives. And so then we get to Moses, and Moses is in verse 17, and Moses is going to put together a temple. Now notice, this is important. As we read it, most of the time, get to the end of a book, we want to finish it up, move on to the next book, and sometimes you'll do that with this, and you'll forget, you don't realize it. God told him how to build it, but he started from the Holy of Holies and came all the way out. Well, when Moses starts to build it, how does he start? It says, and it came to pass in the first month of the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was raised up. So Moses raised up the tabernacle. He fastened its sockets and set its boards and put its bars and raised its pillars. And he spread out the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering of the tent on top of it. And the Lord, as the Lord had commanded Moses, and he took the testimony and put it in the ark. Now, notice, he doesn't start on the inside out. He starts on the outside in. And you'd say, that's natural. You have to put the tent up before you can put the stuff in. And that really is the point, isn't it? Before you can get to the Holy of Holies, you've got to get the stuff on the outside done to get to the inside. And it seems logical, and it is logical. If you went out camping and you went to put up your campground, the first thing you usually do is set your tent in the right place. And you don't set the things inside the tent before you set the tent up. Why? Because you need to set the tent up. And a lot of times what you do is you set the tent up, you get the campground area around you set up, and then you go inside and put the things inside the tent that you want inside the tent. Why do you do that? It's logical. But the main thing is that you can't get to the inside and get that handle until the outside is taken care of. And the outside has to do with a lot of things. It has to do with how we approach God. And that's what the whole point of the tabernacle is, our approaching of God. And so Moses sets up the tent first. He sets the tent up. Then he deals with all the things that are necessary to get inside the tent. And he puts the things together that are going inside the tent together before he puts them in there. It says, and he spread out the tent of the tabernacle. Verse 20, he took the testimony and put it in the ark. That's the Ten Commandments. Inserted the poles through the layers of the ark and put the mercy seat on top of that. He brought the ark into the tabernacle and hung up the veil of the covering and partitioned off the ark of testimony as the Lord had commanded Moses. Notice Moses is the only person that wasn't a high priest that actually got to be in the Holy of Holies. And the men who brought that ark got to be in the Holy of Holies before God's presence fell down on it. And he put the table in the tabernacle, and he set up the bread, and he put the lampstands in place, and he lit the lamps, and he put the bed of altar, the things that are necessary to get in there. And then he hung with a string at the door of the tabernacle, and he put the altar of burnt offering before the door of the tabernacle in the tent of meeting, and he offered upon it a burnt offering and a grain offering, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Now, he set up the tent, he got the tent ready, and then he set the tabernacle at the way God had said to set it up on the inside. Then he comes to the outside, and in preparation for God's presence to come, and then we're going to deal with that tomorrow, in preparation for God's presence to come, what does he do? Well, he offers offerings, and this is a foreshadowing for what we're going to be talking about over the next few months in the book of Leviticus. It is a foreshadowing because he offers two types of offering. He offers a burnt offering and a grain offering. And those are going to be the two main types of offerings. There are going to be some other subsets of offerings that we'll talk about. But the burnt offering is an offering of blood. It's a sacrifice of an animal. And it's burnt completely up, meaning God completely consumes that because that's a picture of sin. His consuming of sin, and that offering is in place of us. And then grain offerings is an offering of fellowship. And that's the whole point of the tabernacle. And the point of the tabernacle is to picture God's dealing with sin and his giving us an opportunity to fellowship with him. And Moses goes out, and the initial thing that happens after the tabernacle is put together, he sets up the things on the outside, the laving, the burnt offering, and he offers a sacrifice immediately. Right there at that time, he offers a sacrifice, and he says, he's basically saying, this is what God's done for us. This is the whole point of the endeavor. It is to have fellowship with you. He set the laver between the tabernacle of meeting and the altar and put water there for the washing. And Moses and Aaron and his sons would wash their hands and their feet with water from it. And so he's starting out when it's first built. He's like a child with a new toy. He's got to use it immediately. Why? It's not because he's immature. It's because that's the whole reason God sent him to Egypt in the first place, is so that they could have fellowship with him. And that fellowship involves a couple of things. First of all, him going and offering himself as a sacrifice. And that's the picture of the burnt offering. And offering a sacrifice, a grain offering, which is a fellowship offering. And that's the whole point. God wants to have fellowship with us. And then he washes himself. There's the washing of the sin. There's the washing of the robe. There's the cleaning of the Holy Spirit, which we talked about yesterday, how the Holy Spirit cleanses us and washes the word off of us so that we're totally prepared to know and to hear and to be intimate with God. And then it says, whenever they went into the tabernacle meeting and when they came near the altar, they washed it as the Lord had commanded Moses. Why? Because God is removing us from this worldly bond when we worship him, when we seek him out. He's removing us from this physical world, and he is moving us to the spiritual world, which he is. We don't have a question of which came first, the chicken or the egg. I say that all the time. We know which came first. The spiritual came first. And God wants to move us from this physical environment to a spiritual understanding of Him and a knowledge of Him. And so every time, the whole purpose of it is to move us from the encumbrances of this world to the presence of God. And it says here that they washed every time. The Holy Spirit's involved every time. And that's another aspect of the Holy Spirit of the world that really needs to be focused on. And what is that? The Holy Spirit and His presence is something that has to be sought out. And I remember realizing that, really realizing that truly in college when I was doing my thing and living in my anger and hatred and all that kind of stuff and living that out. My sophomore year of college, just freely acting as I shouldn't have acted toward people that I really had no reason to hate, but I did. And God's Spirit woke me up, took me to church, and I really came into an understanding of the work of the Holy Spirit bringing us to Him, bringing us to God. And it's a powerful thing. It's a powerful understanding that the guide for the whole process, we start out at the gate where Jesus is and get all the way into the Holy of Holies where the triune God exists, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit's the one that's guiding me through the process, teaching me to offer myself as a sacrifice, washing me, cleansing me, preparing me, feeding me the Word of God, enlightening me to what it really means and what it's all about, and then ushering me into the presence to the very point where the spiritual and the physical are one together at the mercy seat of Christ. And that's what it's all about. It says, He raised up the court all around the tabernacle of the altar and hung up the screen of the court gate before Moses finished the work. That's really what it's all about, is preparing to meet with God. And I find it so powerful as we get right here to the end of the book of Exodus, that the whole point of calling Moses to go in was to bring his people to this spot, to this place. And that's what culminates here. It's the end of the story of his deliverance from Egypt, is ushering us into his presence. Now, it's not the end of the story, because we got some good stuff coming up, but it is the first step. It's teaching his people to walk in his deliverance, to walk in his atonement, and to meet with him. And that's what he's doing each and every day. He's wanting to meet with you. And you going through this process in your own heart and mind brings you to...
As you go today, I pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you, that he'll make his face to shine upon you, and that he will give you hope and peace today in Jesus' name.